Martha McSally, Left-Wing Extremism Makes This Most Pivotal Election for Our Freedoms. By Sean Moran on June 10, 2020. Senator Martha McSally, R-Oz, told Breitbart News Daily that the left's extremism makes the 2020 elections one of the most pivotal contests in recent history. McSally spoke to Breitbart News Daily about her autobiography, Dare to Fly, Simple Lessons in Never Giving Up, as well as her contentious Senate re-election battle. McSally's book discusses her rise to becoming the first female fighter pilot to fly in combat and the first to command a fighter squadron in combat. McSally retired in 2010 as a colonel. McSally lamented that even though her book has sold very well, it has yet to be listed on the New York Times bestseller list. "They don't want my story out at all," she said. McSally will face off against Arizona Senate Democrat candidate Mark Kelly, a former astronaut. The Arizona conservative noted that Kelly has been soft on China. She told Breitbart News Daily, "I've been involved in national security my whole adult life, and China has been a threat that lies in plain sight. I think people are waking up to it, and because of the coronavirus and taking them head on. Because of that, they are personally threatening me and about a half dozen other Republicans. They have threatened to meddle in our elections. In the meantime, my opponent has invested in China and Chinese companies have invested in him that is very close to the communist government. This is going to be a pivotal question between President Trump and Joe Biden, and between Mark Kelly and myself," she added. McSally said that to combat China's rising influence in the world, "we need to start bringing manufacturing home so we're not relying on an adversary for our PPE, our medicine, our critical minerals. We're marking up the defense bill this week. We're going to start in that legislation to bring manufacturing home and hold them accountable." McSally's Senate race serves as one of the most pivotal elections in the battle to keep the Senate Republican majority. The Arizona senator said that if they were to lose the Senate majority, they would not be able to carry out President Donald Trump's legislative agenda, such as confirming a historic number of judges. She said a Senate Democrat majority would be a disaster. McSally continued, "There's two scenarios. One is because we're on defense in the Senate, that President Trump wins re-election, but we don't hold on to the Senate. Can you imagine? He won't get anything through. We could have one or two Supreme Court justices. We've done over 170 conservative judges right now rolling back the activist judiciary, all that would come to a standstill. And God help us if we have a Biden, Schumer, Pelosi, with their cabinet of Robert Francis or Orrick, and Elizabeth Warren, in charge of the direction of the country. Their left-wing agenda is so extreme. This is the most pivotal election for our freedoms, our way of life, our opportunities. It's up to us to stand up and fight, and I am ground zero to make sure that Senate majority does not flip. They're going to have to pry that Senate majority out of my cold dead hands, but I need the wingmen at my team to hold on to it together," she added. Breitbart News Daily airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.